The International Association of Privacy Professionals, or IAPP, produces conferences and courses for people who do things like investigate cybercrime or evaluate privacy ethics.
Come on upstairs.
CEO Trevor Hughes is showing off the IAPP headquarters, a converted machine shop designed to look more appealing, with wood beam ceilings and funky artwork. Like most of the 70 or so employees, Hughes is dressed casually in jeans. He walks past a couple of dogs lying near their owner's feet.
So this is our publications team. They produce newsletters for our members.
The setting is both industrious and hip, and Hughes says that's a reflection of the type of employees he hires.
And that is smart, fun, get stuff done.
And while employees can easily take breaks, Hughes says the place is not a free-for-all.
We do a lot of things that look like fun things on the edges of the organization. We have bicycles that people can use. We have ping pong tables and a foosball table. But those really are sort of the frosting. The cake, the substance of what we have here, is a very dynamic workplace where people really are motivated to do good work.
And how employees do their job, says Hughes, is up to them. Time off for yoga? Go stretch, recharge, and come back with fresh ideas. An afternoon to coach volleyball? Do what you like if it makes you happier. And when it comes to vacation?
Our policy is to not have a policy. Many of our employees are answering email in the evenings. They are on their smartphones during lunch and in the mornings, and there is a general blurring of our personal and professional lives. And as much as we were not drawing boundaries around that work, it felt odd for us to draw boundaries around vacation time.
Unlimited paid time off sounds almost too good to be true. And to some employees, it's unsettling.
As somebody who is over 50, I do recognize a difference in the work ethic of our generation over the younger generation.
That's Margie Lesage, the company's HR manager.
I see us that are used to working with, okay, you get your 3 weeks and you don't take 1 second more than that. We feel this guilt. We came in late today, so we better not leave early.
So are you less likely to get up and play ping pong or foosball than some of your coworkers?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm definitely not saying that I work harder than them. It's just a different work style that I would feel really strange about just saying, I'm going to take a break now and go out and play catch outside.
And herein lies the challenge with a more flexible workplace. Not everyone knows how to manage it. Stuart Friedman directs the Wharton Work-Life Integration Project at the University of Pennsylvania. He says some employers and employees can't get past the traditional mindset of,
how do I know if you're contributing if I don't see you? The creative challenge centers on the question of how you share information about what's getting done and what's not.
Friedman says unlimited paid time off policies are not a huge trend and aren't practical for all types of careers. For the most part, it's the smaller companies, those under 100 employees, like the IAPP, that generally have more success with it. In New Hampshire, only a handful of startups, Dine in Manchester, Mad Pow in Portsmouth, to name a few, have jumped on the bandwagon. The IAPP launched its no policy vacation policy only this past January. And the employees interviewed for this story say they haven't taken any extra time off this year compared to last year. Chief Operations Officer Amy Sherwood says she does have to remind people about the need to recharge.
At the end of the day, we're not going to dictate what they do. And in terms of the practical aspects of implementing a program like this, where sort of the rubber meets the road, it really is dependent on managers clearly communicating expectations around goals.
So how much vacation have you taken off this year?
I've probably taken a good 3 to 4 weeks. That's time where my child's sick, my father had open heart surgery.
And when the top managers in the company acknowledge that life happens, other employees overcome their guilt. Again, Stuart Friedman.
You start to get past that when there are examples that are well known about people who have made major contributions and have done so with time away.
As most workplace specialists attest, unlimited flex time doesn't create better employees. But productive employees know how to make flex time work. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.